Listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, we're going to try and give a quick buyer's guide to olive oil, candles, and wicks this Hanukkah and all upcoming Hanukkahs. We're using Sfarim called Kitzer Halachos of Purim and Hanukkah by Rav Zev Hofstetter, the Kukhi Chaim Parsha Sheets by Rav Chaim Bleier, as well as source notes from dinonline.org. The base halacha is that all oil, all wicks, and all candles are going to be perfectly used on Hanukkah. The best types of wicks that a person could use are linen wicks and cotton wicks. When it comes to olive oil, that's the best type of oil that a person could use. It precedes wax as well. A person who doesn't have olive oil, oil is still better than wax, and you should look for an oil that produces a clear flame. Now, even though we're saying that it's better than wax, many people use wax, and it is perfectly good to use wax candles. Now, how much oil does a person have to have? How much do they have to buy? Or how much wax they have to be? So a person depends when they're lighting. Most people light after Shkia and indoors. In such a case, a person must have at the time of lighting enough oil or wax that after they light, that it will last for 30 minutes. In a case where it will not, then it's not going to be enough. So a person has to look ahead and make sure they have that much oil at the time of lighting, or buy earlier that much oil to have available. When a person is going to be lighting outdoors, and halacha is going to be different, I'm not getting into that, as the amount of oil may be different, speak to a Rav about such a case. In a case where we light before Shkia, which is everybody does on Erev Shabbos, as we don't light after Shkia, it's already Shabbos, so we all light after Plag HaMincha. In that case, it is not enough to have 30 minutes of flame or oil to last until half an hour after Shkia. In a case where we light by Plag HaMincha, after Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, so you have to have enough oil or enough wax that will last until half an hour after Tisa Kochavim, which is later than Shkia, which is, Tisa Kochavim is at the fall of three stars, so it'll be 30 minutes after that, however you calculate Tesa Kochavim. When it comes to the types of oils, the best types of oil we said is olive oil. Within olive oil, there are those that say that it's better to use edible oil, as that mimics the oil of the Beis Hamikdash. Again, that's not fully necessary. It's just a good thing if a person can get that as well. On top of that, cold-pressed olive oil is even closer to the type of oil that we use in the Beis Mikdash, so therefore a person is trying to get close to that should use that type again. However, the poskim say that it's not entirely necessary, and a person does not have to go out of his way too much to get that type of oil. It's just good if they have it. Now, in regards to congealed oil that's already hard and solidified, the question is if that's considered good olive oil or not, lechatchila to be used. So it is a debate among the poskim, and therefore it is better to use liquefied olive oil in such a case more than the solidified olive oil that is already congealed. When it comes to Shemitah oil that is produced from produce of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, so Rav Vosner said that a person needs better, he does not use that type of oil. A person who needs to use that type of oil should speak to their Rav. When it comes to oil that has come from Eretz Yisrael, it has to have a hechsher, because a person has to take off trumas and maisrus off of that oil, and therefore it has to have a hechsher, as well as if a person knows that the oil they're using has a mixture of basar b'chalav or if it's from orla, that it would also be usher to use, because that is usher b'hana, it's forbidden to get pleasure from those types of oil. When it comes to scented candles, someone wants to use scented candles to light his menorah. We know that, you know, they get benefit from the candles. So Rav Vosner said, as long as you're just lighting them because you need the candles and not because of the scent, then it'd be okay. But if a person's buying them because he needs a scented oil, then it would not be allowed. Now, what we spoke about earlier is that lighting the candles on Erev Shabbos is that some candles are not allowed to be used for Shabbos because we're worried you're going to tilt the oil in those types of oils. And therefore, some candles are not allowed to be used on Shabbos. So therefore, even though we said all oils are allowed to be used for regular Hanukkah, when it comes to Shabbos, where you might tilt it, it's going to be a question. The regular candles, we're not going to come to use them because they're asr barna, because it's Hanukkah. But the shamish, which is allowed to be used, so we're worried that you might tilt it. So therefore, the shamish should be used oil that is permissible to be used as Shabbos candles. Thank you very much, and have a great Hanukkah.